Good morning and welcome to this online church service for Banff and King Edward Parish Churches and for anyone who wants to listen in. It will be great if you join us because church is for everyone of any age and we welcome you. In the prayers of old, the Psalms, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." It's good to take time in our week, our day, to be still and at peace. Peace, it's an easy word to say, but at times hard to get in practice. Sharing our troubles and anxieties with someone who cares can help, and I believe wholeheartedly that God cares. Today we'll partly think about how we can open up to God in prayer. For this is a time we can take our thoughts to the God of Jesus Christ, the God of you and me, and seek his help, his guidance, and his peace, for he cares about us. A popular hymn in our churches is, "Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here." Here, not just in church buildings, but in your home, wherever you are. Anybody who wants to let the Spirit of Jesus into their lives. Where you are can be a holy place, wherever you open your heart and mind to what God wants to say to you through the Spirit of Jesus. So we start by singing the hymn, "Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here." We hear it now. Sing along if you can.
Still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is He.
Hymn reminds us that signs of God's goodness are still all around, in the beauty of nature, or in neighbours caring for one another, or in the caring services, or even in our homes as we open up to what the Bible has to say or as we pray. Yet many of us struggle with prayer, I suspect, whether it's knowing the right words or getting the time or faith or confidence or humility to open up. And prayer can seem hard at times, and so I think we miss out on the help prayer can give us, but also miss out on the help our prayers can give others. So we have three short Bible readings to give us clues about how we can pray, how we can open up and get help from God. Our first is about the time Jesus goes and spends some time with friends. Yes, he took time to be still, but one of them was rushing about and doing stuff, while the other just sat with Jesus, to the probable frustration of the one working away. This event leads on into the time when Jesus' followers asked him to teach them how to pray, something just maybe some of us might feel we need help with. Robert Simpson is going to read this for us, as well as our other readings. We hear first from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 38, and onwards into chapter 11. Robert.
As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'"
Thanks, Robert. Martha and Mary. Maybe you, like me, can instinctively relate to Martha. I'm not good at sitting still. My mother was the same. I remember once her big sister, who had emigrated to America, came home to visit and got a telling off from her big sister, though both were well into their mature years. My mother, you see, was like Martha. There were guests and much to do preparing for them, so she spent much of their precious time together in the kitchen, cooking, instead of just sitting with her sister and chatting. We can all be too busy, even in these days, too busy to just sit and listen and talk with God. So we see how Jesus on this occasion said Mary did the right thing. We all need to take time to be still and know God, know his guidance, his help, and share with him our thoughts, our feelings, our worries. We heard then how Jesus used to pray regularly despite his busyness. He took time to pray. The rest of the Bible tells us so many examples of him praying, before, during and after his own hard trials, praying for strength as he helped and healed and fed people, praying for guidance, for example, about who to choose as his disciples, praying for vision to see where people needed help, praying when he was happy, thankful, sad, tired, confused or frightened, praying for others. Jesus used to pray regularly, so if we want his strength and guidance, so should we. We may not find prayer easy, neither did Jesus' followers, so they asked him to teach them. And all Jesus said was the main words of what we know as the Lord's Prayer. Over time, it's been slightly extended. It's words we can say anywhere, anytime, but it's also an example of how we can talk to God. It's one prayer that we can trust. The Lord's Prayer, we can say it slowly or fast. It can help us open up, for it's both a form of words and a general guide. As you say it, it's okay to let your mind wander and maybe listen for what God might be wanting to say to you, or for what you really want to say to God. I've prayed these words around the world, with people in trouble, with people in happy states, with alcoholics and drug addicts, in schools and youth clubs, with lonely people, with people dying, and those who have lost loved ones. I prayed it by myself on hilltops and at home, on wild stormy days and on beautiful calm days, when I'm afraid and when I'm glad. And I hope you've said it on such occasions as well, because it's such a help. What do its words suggest? At its heart, it's calling God Father or even Daddy. Don't treat him as a distant politician. Don't use polite words. Say what's on your heart. He's your loving, caring Father. Yes, thank him as you would a parent as well. And when you don't know what to pray, say, do as Jesus did. Say, your will be done, Father. I trust you, so I pass my troubles to you. Pray for a better world, God's kingdom to come, and for what you really need, your daily bread, not luxuries. But if you want them, no, God won't always give them. Ask for forgiveness, because we do mess up, don't we? That's what we mean by sins or trespasses or debts in the various versions. And we get the reminder that if we are forgiven, we should also be open to forgiving others who have hurt us. And we say, deliver us from temptation. That can equally mean from our trials. Whatever we're facing, ask God to help you through and give you the strength, even for these days of the virus. I've prayed the Lord's Prayer to help me face various forms of evil that I've had to face, and they've given me the strength to face them. And at the end, maybe say Amen, or let it be. It's our way of affirming to ourselves, yes, that's what I'm praying and meaning, and I can go forward knowing God is involved. Let's now listen to and sing along with the Stuart Townend version of The Lord's My Shepherd, which is itself a helpful prayer. After this, we'll hear again from Luke chapter 11 as Robert will read on, and we hear how Jesus explains further how God will always listen to and answer our prayers in Luke chapter 11, verses 5 to 13. We hear now, the Lord's my shepherd.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul. And I will trust in you, and I will trust in you alone, for your endless mercy follows me, your goodness will lead. My ways in righteousness, and he anoints my head with oil, and my cup it overflows with joy. I feast on his trust in you alone, for your endless mercy follows me, your goodness will lead me.
And then Robert reads to us our next reading.
Then he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.' Then the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?"
God will always hear your prayer. I can't guarantee you get what you want, but he will always respond for good. Jesus said, "Is there any parent who, if your child asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? No. Or if the child asks for an egg, will he give him a poisonous scorpion? No. If even people who are not good know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give you the Spirit inside that you really need? Just as friends will reluctantly help someone in distress, how much more will a loving Father help his children? And so God, as our Heavenly Father, will help us, not always the way we want, but giving us certainly the Spirit to get through, the Spirit to guide us, the Spirit to enable us to do something ourselves, the Spirit to face whatever lies ahead in the weeks to come. My son keeps coming to me asking for something, and as he does, I know some of the time he's not really wanting it, or some of the time I need to say, 'No, that's not good for you.' But some of the time I learn as he persists that it's something he really wants, and so I give it to him. And I hope through it he's slowly learning the right spirit, what's right and what's wrong. God is like that, I think, with us. In prayer, we can get something of God's Spirit to raise us up. You may not hear a voice telling you anything, but you can get a feeling inside as you pray regularly of what's the right thing to do. Sometimes we don't get easy answers. I remember once I kept praying to God for somebody to help a family in need. And eventually a light bulb lit above my mind, and it was me who needed to be doing something, not others. It wasn't the answer I was looking for, but it was the right answer. And the secret is keep asking, seeking, knocking. Keep persisting with prayer. We've all got to keep going in prayer at times, and gradually God's Spirit can work on us and on others. Let's sing the hymn which sums up what we can do. Place our concerns in God's hands. We sing, "Father, I place into your hands the things I cannot do."
Father, I place into your hands the things that I can't do. Father, I place into your hands the times that I've been through. Father, I place into your hands the way that I should go. For I know I always can trust you. Father, I place into your hands my friends and family. Father, I place into your hands the things that trouble. Father, I place into your hands
the person I would be, for I know I always can trust you. Father, we love to seek your face, we love to hear your voice. Father, we love to sing your praise and in your name rejoice. Father, we love to walk with you and in your presence rest, for we know we always can trust you. Father, I want to be with you and do the things you do. Father, I want to speak the words that you are speaking to. Father, I want to love the ones that you will draw to you, for I know that I am one with you.
We pray now for ourselves. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this chance to put aside our daily tasks and raise our hearts to you. We thank you for any good moments we've known in the past week, any strength that we've been able to find to get us through. Thank you that you're not a distant God, but one we can talk to as our Father. We do pray that your kingdom will come in this world and that the problems we're all facing will gradually be overcome, and that we will in fact get a better community out of it. Help us do our bit to share your goodness in the days ahead. Lord, give us our daily bread. Many of us probably have enough bread, so we pray for those who don't. Especially grant us a sense of your peace. Give us enough faith to keep trusting, keep hoping, keep going. We know we constantly let you down, so we ask your forgiveness, knowing that you will give us it, and help us forgive others. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evils around. And when the pressures of the world get too much, help us know you are with us. For yours is the power and the kingdom and the glory forever. Amen. One last reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians to encourage us to keep praying. Paul is speaking when he has been flung into prison with the threat of execution hanging over him. At some point in prison, he sings and prays cheerfully, amazingly, and he writes to his friends elsewhere with this advice in Philippians chapter 4. Robert.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
Thanks, Robert. In every situation, Paul says prayer can help bring you the peace and the strength to face it. But more, he says, as we pray, we can ponder and open up and reflect on what is good and right and true, and we can get the Spirit to put these goodness ways into practice. We can get guidance on what to do and strength to do it. And I've found that on so many occasions God has guided me as I've prayed. Prayer nudges us to do the right thing and can bring unexpected answers from God. Our churches have the banners up, "Try praying," and it's possibly the best advice for these days. Our church is offering people around Banff some sunflower seeds to be hopefully brightening up Banff over coming months, but also to act as a reminder of the one true Son of God, the Son of Man who can help us. And we're being encouraged to say a quick prayer as we walk past any that we spot in coming months. Use the opportunities you have to pray. Equally, on a Thursday night, when you clap for all those heroes in our community, maybe also pray for them as you clap. And on Sunday nights at 7 p.m, join with churches around the country in praying for our nation and our leaders. Or just say the Lord's Prayer. So let's briefly now pray for others. God of love and justice and healing, we bring you our inner prayers for a world in need, a world full of people who are struggling, who need your love and your healing power at this time. Come close through your people, sharing your love and your healing power through all the medical and caring people, giving of themselves day by day. Bless them in their work. We pray for those whose cries for help we cannot hear, but they may know you are listening and care. We pray for those who feel pain and don't know peace. May they know your closeness. We pray for people struggling, finding it hard to cope. Support them, Lord, and guide them. We pray for those who have lost loved ones and feeling the loneliness. May they know your deep comfort and companionship through good friends or neighbours. We pray especially for all taking risks in our community to help us, from the shopkeepers to the carers. Be close and watch over them, Lord. We pray for the people that we're especially concerned about. Hear our prayers, Lord, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God will guide us through our trials if we keep asking him for what we need and opening up to his guidance and responding. That's the history of the people of God through the centuries. It's summed up in a way in the hymn, "Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer." We'll close that with that hymn in a moment, but for now, let me say a benediction. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and thoughts in Christ Jesus, and the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and with our community now. Amen. We close with the hymn, "Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer." And if you want to listen on, you'll hear Cliff Richard's version of the Lord's Prayer being sung. Thank you for listening.
Oh, thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will.